弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
其實喺過多星期以嚟咧，大家心裏啲面都可能唔係好平安嘅。
It hasn't been very peaceful over the last week or so.
呢一個多星期以嚟咧，我哋最關心嘅新聞咧好多，其中一個令我哋關心嘅就係打風，有東面嘅風，亦都有西面嘅風。
There were a lot of news that caught our attention over the last week or so, and one of them being the windstorm. One was the wind on the east, and one was the wind on the west.
台风天鸽吹袭香港、澳门同埋珠三角，满目疮痍，人命伤亡。
The typhoon Hato had hit Hong Kong, Macau, and Pearl River District, and it caused havoc and casualties.
而且五日之內，一風未平，一風又起。今日聽講話第三個風都打到嚟啦。
And actually, within 5 days, there were like two storms back to back. And I heard that there is a third storm hitting.
當然唔係打嚟呢度啦，打去香港嘛。
Of course, it's not here, but it's in Hong Kong.
與此同時，德州嘅颶風哈維亦都威力十足，而且依依不捨。水浸 Houston 之外，仲浸咗好多城市。連飛機都浸到上頂。
At the same time, there is Hurricane Harvey that hit Texas very severely. And not only is a powerful storm, but it lingered on and it caused a lot of flood and even the planes turned into submarines.
我哋有一位姊妹當時喺 Houston 出差，又有一位姊妹同佢屋企人喺澳門旅行緊。
We have a sister who went on a business trip in Houston at that time.And also another sister who's traveling in Macau with her family.
我哋都好有好多嘅親人係住喺風暴吹襲嘅地方。我哋嘅心碎有冇被牽動咧？我哋有冇同佢哋一齊休戚與共咧
？We may also have a lot of friends and family or relatives living in the areas where the storm hit. Were we worried? Like, were we thinking about them?
風隨著意思吹。你聽見風的響聲，卻不曉得從哪裡來，往哪裡去。
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going.
風的動態和方向好像很神秘一樣，好像一股神秘的力量、隱形的力量一樣。
The movement and the direction of the wind seems to be secretly. It seems like an invisible strength.
但是從高層次的角度，從衛星的角度去看到的時候，我們原來看到風眼和風的方向，絕對沒有隱藏的秘密。
But then from a higher perspective, looking from the image on the satellite diagram, you could see the eye of the storm and the direction, there's nothing hidden, there's no secret about it.
今天的經文可以分為三個段落，題目是隱藏的力量。到底收埋啲乜嘢咧？收埋喺边度咧？同保罗有咩关系咧？又同我哋有咩相干咧
？The scripture today can be divided into three parts, and the title is the invisible strength. So, what was being hidden? What was the secret? And how is it related to Paul? And how is it relevant to us?
第一个有隐藏力量嘅字系呢一个，系织帐篷嘅工人。
The first word that has a hidden, has an invisible strength is the word tent maker.
保罗孤身隻影来到哥林多，识了一对夫妇，是同行的，织帐篷的，就跟他们一起住，一起做事。
Paul went to Corinth by himself and he met a couple who were also tent makers. So he stayed with them and worked with them.
圣经在这里第一次透露，原来保罗有 一个手艺，亦都有一份正职嘅。
This is the scripture mentioned for the first time that Paul actually has an expertise and he has a job.
保罗成日话要自给自足，唔需要教会嘅捐献，应该就系靠住呢一个专业啦。
Paul always said that he doesn't need the support from the church. He could be self-sufficient. Maybe this is his profession.
有學者認為保羅咧，其實唔單單淨係織帳篷嘅，佢應該係包埋做維修同埋製造一啲皮革製品。
Some scholars thought that Paul was not only a tent maker, but it also might involve manufacturing leather products or repairing leather products.
其實保羅係乜嘢嘅專業並唔重要， 關鍵係佢喺邊度開工。
The question is not about what kind of expertise that he has, but where he worked.
原來呢個行業咧係會喺街市擺檔嘅。
Because in his profession, he actually worked in the marketplace.
咁要保羅埋沒喺街市裏面係咪大材小用咧？抑或佢真係窮途老倒到咁守緊咁等錢使咧？
Isn't it a waste that Paul was being hidden in the marketplace, or is he that financially stranded that he needs to work there?
我哋諗翻轉頭，保羅喺之前喺雅典，為咗傳福音嘅緣故咧，佢每日當街當巷，逢見到人咧就拉住人嚟到去辯論一番，甚至當佢遇到一啲欺蔑嘅哲學家嘅時候，大家唇槍舌劍，佢都唔輸蝕嘅。
Looking back at the days when Paul was at Athens, because of the purpose of the gospel, every time when he was on the street, he reasoned with people, and his debating skill was quite remarkable, even when he's debating with the Greek philosophers.
現在來到哥林多的街上面，他卻是收起了他的伶牙俐齒，甘於隱藏在街市裡面做一些手作仔，同人家常便飯咁樣閒談。
But now he went to Corinth. He seemed to be silent. You know, where is his debating skill? And hid himself in the marketplace and making a living out of handiwork.
初到哥林多嘅保羅係一位城市嘅隱者，佢隱藏而謙卑。
When Paul first went to Corinth, he was an invisible in the city. He was secretly humbly.
街市是深入民間的一個據點，亦都是了解當地文化的平台。
The marketplace is a perfect platform to get to know the local people and the culture.
由雅典到哥林多，是由一個學術氣氛的城市，去到一個市侩的商業大都會。保羅經歷著文化的衝擊。
From Athens to Corinth.From a city full of academic atmosphere to commercial metropolitan, Paul went through quite a culture shock.
他需要學習，他需要適應，他需要投放時間去認識人。
He needed to learn, he needed to adapt, and he needed to spend time to get to know people.
為了傳福音救些人，他需要隱藏在工作崗位上面同人建立關係。
For the purpose of spreading the gospel to save people, he needed to hit himself in his workplace to try to build relationship with others.
中國人話老氣復力，志在千里，絕對唔可以睇小呢啲即將棚嘅隱藏力量。
I don't know how to translate that, but I guess it basically means this is a humble position to be a tent maker, yet there's nothing.Small about this position.
為了要為主工作，或者是有志傳福音，需要是謙卑，需要懂得去裝備自己，亦都需要懂得去學習。
For those who work for the Lord and who has a heart to do evangelical work, he has to be humble and to equip himself and the need to learn.
二十幾年前，當時我在中國的北方長住，在那裡工作。我是住在一棟民居裡面的。
Twenty some years ago, I was stationed in the northern part of China, and I lived in a local neighborhood when I was working there.
我的鄰居裡面有兩家美國人，同埋佢一啲好細年紀的小朋友。佢哋話佢哋自己係一間美國科研機構長住當地的代表。
There were two American families in my neighborhood, and they have families with small children. And they said that they were from an American research and development company, who were actually representatives staying in that place.
我哋心里不禁咁样会问啦，点解外国人唔住酒店要搬入嚟民居咧？
We were wondering why those foreigners weren't living in the hotel, why they were staying in a local neighborhood.
他們經常請我們去聊天，一起吃飯，又聚會，還有去他們的祈禱會。
We are always invited to have dinner with them, to chat with them, and yeah, times for their prayer meetings too.
講到呢度，當然你哋都會估到啦，佢哋係一批隱者，我哋稱之為宣教士，佢哋自己就叫自己做工人 workers.
So you should know by now that they are a bunch of invisible people, but we actually call them missionaries, but they call themselves workers.
今日有啲國家佢可能好拒絕或者好抗拒福音嘅時候，宣教工作就要用到即將棚嘅策略。俾一啲專業人士可以用職業嘅身份進入去呢度作為一個平台。
Now there are certain countries that refuse and reject gospel to enter the countries. So the mission work needs to use something like tent makings as a strategy, so that it becomes a good platform for people who goes into the country with that kind of profession.
當年同佢哋傾得多，爭啲啲。都有啲咁嘅機會做埋即將棚嘅行列。
Because I spent so much time with them, I almost became one of them, became one of the tent makers.
經文裏面另一個隱藏嘅力量喺第五節，我哋睇到。
On verse 5, we could see that there's a visible strength.
保羅舊日嘅同工嚟到去同佢會合之後，保羅就為道迫切。在英文我是用 NASB 的翻译。
When Paul's colleagues went to Corinth and joined him, Paul began devoted himself completely to the word and were using the NASB English translation.
The translation is Paul began devoting himself completely to the word. 迫切这个字眼在嗰度用法咧，原來佢係用被動語態。保羅係被催逼，而唔係主動有迫切感。
The word devoting completely, it has a sense of passivity. Paul was being urged or constrained. It's not something that he did it on his own.
佢係被催逼，要緊貼耶穌嘅生命同埋耶穌嘅説話。
Paul was urged to hold together with the word Jesus Christ.
是誰催逼他呢？是不是他的同工來催他呢？
So who urged him? Was it his colleagues?
當然這種催逼不是來自於同工，是來自於聖靈在保羅裡面的推動力，可以稱之為 passion, 熱忱。
Of course, the urging is not from his colleagues. This sense of urgency, it is from Holy Spirit,and it forces him, it pushes him like a driving force.
这种热忱使到他加倍地迫切要证明耶稣是基督，使到他很紧张其他人信不信主得不得救，也使到他当他遇到在会堂里面被拒绝的时候，他勇于去找另一个地方来宣讲福音。
This is a passion that urged him to testifying that Jesus is the Christ and also urged him to be eager about the salvation of others and also encouraged him to search other locations to preach the gospel when he was being rejected by the synagogue.
这个时候的保罗，他是隐蔽而有热忱的。
Now Paul was secretly passionately.
圣灵隐蔽的力量在他里面推动他，带领他。当他信服的时候，他就能够有热忱地去承担使命，甚至为了耶稣基督，他可以视死如归。
He was urged by the Holy Spirit so that it became a driving force. So when he's passionate, he obeys to the urging, he can do a lot of work. And because of Jesus, he's not even afraid to die.
无论生活、侍奉或者传福音，我哋都好需要呢一种 passion， 呢一种热忱。
Whether it's about living, serving the Lord, or doing mission work, we all need this passion.
但回头一谂，我哋有冇失落咗呢一种热忱同埋热切咧？我哋究竟喺几时、喺边度、喺咩事情上面，我哋失落咗呢一种 passion 咧
？But then we have to ask ourselves.Whether we have lost this eagerness, this passion, when, where, and how we lost it.
有人认为保罗在这个时候他就放低了做帐篷的工作，而是转为全时间去传福音。
Some might thought that Paul now gave up his tent-making job and exclusively doing mission work.
就是因为英文翻译里面有个 completely 完全的字眼，所以啲人就话：咦，佢以前咧一到四字嗰度讲到佢，只不过喺主喺佢个安息日喺会堂里面佢先至去传福音，而家咧又完全好似系全时间咁去做。
Because this is English word completely, it makes some people feel that compared to preaching at the synagogue on Sabbath, now it seems that he's doing it full time.
我不是很同意这种说法，我认为更多的是指全程投入，是情不是时间。在五到八节这个段落里面都是讲着保罗是情迟迫切的行动和说话。
Well, I don't quite agree with that. I think it's more about how he being passionately involved. It's about passion, it's not about time. Between verses 5 to 8 It talks about how Paul eagerly carried this action.
保罗第一个人将福音传到去哥林多，他对那里的弟兄姊妹的爱是深的，情是真的。
Paul was the first one who brought the gospel to Corinth. His love for the brothers and sisters is deep, and his passion was real.
当然情之所至，摆多啲时间去服侍弟兄姊妹都好正常啫。
So when you're passionately about something, naturally you become more involved and spend more time.
被圣灵嘅催促同埋顺服圣灵嘅催逼，系基督徒生命里面嘅一个重要嘅指标。
Being urged by the Holy Spirit and obey this urging, it is an important sign of a Christian's life.
圣灵要以基督的爱激励我们，以基督的话语催逼我们做一个有热诚的人，有情有义的人，也都要做一个合乎神心意的人。
The Holy Spirit inspires us with the love of the Christ, and it also urges us to be a passionate person, to be someone filled with love, so that what we do pleases God.
在下一段九到十一节就真的跟时间有关系了。
Well, the next section, verses 9 to 11, it is about time.
这段里面提到保罗他害怕，那他害怕什么呢？
Well, this section mentioned about how Paul was afraid. What was he afraid of?
因为他现在在犹太人的会堂旁边呢，另起炉灶，跟犹太人的会堂打紧对台，所以可以预计犹太人会来找他麻烦。
Because now he started spreading the gospel right beside the Jewish synagogue, and he knew that the Jews will come confront him.
咁佢系咪怕俾人打咧？唔系，佢系怕要走佬。
Was he being afraid of being attacked? No, he's afraid of having to run away.
過去保羅逢親遇到被人逼迫的時候，他就無法留下，一定要被逼走佬。現在他又真的不太捨得離開哥林多。
Well, in the past, every time when Paul was persecuted, he couldn't stay. He had to leave. He was like being chased away.
哥林多那裡有200,000人口，他深感福音的需要，而且新信主的弟兄姊妹亦都需要造就，咁佢点可以喺而家时候走呢？
Paul didn't want to leave Corinth because there were about 200,000 people, and he knew the desperate need of the gospel, and all those new believers need to be developed and supported. So how could he just drop everything and leave?
好啦，两难之间，一系佢就系继续讲嘢，笃口笃鼻，睇下几时俾人赶走啦。
So he had two difficult choices. Either, number one, kept talking and waited until someone kicked him out.
或者他就是低调少说话，留得几耐得几耐啦。
Or try to keep a low profile and be quiet and try to stay as long as he could.
所以耶稣在异象里面给了保罗两个命令，不要怕，只管讲。
So in the vision, Jesus gave Paul two commands.Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking.
再加上两个应许，第一个是我和你同在，就没有人可以害你。第二个，在这个城里面有很多我的百姓。
There were two promises on top. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city.
我们知道保罗呢，是很有勇气，又有热诚，又有担大，不过人心不古，他没办法控制的。尽管他讲到声嘶力竭，有几多人听完之后会信呢？他是没办法知道的。
Although we knew Paul was very passionate and he had this passion to spread the gospel, to make people to turn to Jesus, but there's nothing he could do to control people's mind. No matter how hard he tried, he wouldn't know how many would become believers.
但是耶稣预先向他保证，这个城会有很多我的百姓。
But Jesus had already promised him that there will be a lot of my people.
圣灵能够在人的心里面去动工，使到人归向基督。所以保罗只是需要继续讲就得了，千祈不要收声。
The Holy Spirit can work in people's heart and make them turn to Christ. So all Paul needed to do was keep speaking. As long as he doesn't stay silent, then all is well.
有人信主不是传福音的人厉害，那是圣灵在当中做了伟大的工作。圣灵在人的心里面很秘密地去作工。
When someone believes in God, it's not about how powerful the person who spread the gospel, but it's the great work of the Holy Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit working secretly and greatly in people's heart.
两个应许都是与忍者圣灵有关。耶稣保证保罗不会被人赶走，因为他和他同在，圣灵在这里帮助和保护。
Those two promises were related to the invisible Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ promised Paul that he won't be chased away because Jesus was with him and the Holy Spirit will stay helping him and protect him.
耶稣讲过，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus said, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
耶稣和我们同在，是没有时间的限制，直至世界的末了。
When Jesus is with us, there's no time limit, it's until the end of the age.
保罗求人得人，他的担忧消除了，耶稣的应许亦都成就了。
Well, Paul got what he wanted. His worries were taken away, and Jesus had fulfilled the promise.
耶稣的应承使到保罗最终可以留低在那里有18个月咁耐，是他所住的地方最长的地方，最长的时间就在这里，而弟兄姊妹亦都得到喂养。
The promise of Jesus made Paul stay there the longest, about a year and a half, and the brothers and sisters and the church got built and developed.
来到这里，经文讲完了，我需要做个总结。
Well, now the sermon's over. I need to do a summary.